Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Imaya. May I have your zip code?
Zip code 94555, California.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Nora, N-O-R-A. Last name is Lu, L-U.
Thank you. What's your address?
4183 Pecos Avenue. Fremont, zip code and 94555.
Thank you. So, yes, I located your account. I do see you was trying to do the medley pods. But what was the issue we're calling on today?
Okay, the reason I call you today, I just called on the Capital One. Because yesterday I went to the Costco. I used a Capital One credit card and pay for. They said my card is a declare. Okay, stop. Okay. So I think that maybe it's the chips have problem. So I have the two car and the one is will be expired it's May and 21 this year. Another one is a new one. I use the both one, the same. So today I went to the this morning I went to the Walmart. I tried a test that their credit card is still the same, and the decline and the stop. So I called, I checked my email. I don't get any email from the Capital One alert. Okay, I don't get any email. I go to online and check my statement. I don't see any problem. It's everything looks like my purchasing. It's so I don't know and so why it's my credit card is at a stop. So that's why I call in the Capital One and the customer service. The guy, he told me, he asked me, did you get the alert? I said, I did not, okay? So I did not. So I looked at my statement and the last purchasing at March and the 22nd. So he told me, say, after my credit card is declared, okay, and the one, and the one transaction and the charge on my credit card is $7.92. So I told to him, I say, because there is after declare, there is not show on my statement. I cannot see, okay. I cannot see on the computer, okay, on my statement. I cannot see. I ask, okay. When they use this one and the $7, because that's a very small amount, right? $7.92. The guy, he told me, say he checked there as the spend on online. I said, oh, that's the for sure. It's not that I use. Because I use online, okay, looks like I use the Wii and the grocery store, okay. They it's the $40, the fully delivered. It's the same. I never online and purchasing something and the $7.92. And also, usually I go to the Amazon. There it's over $25. It's fully delivered. So I say that it's not me and purchasing. So that's why in the Capital One asked me and talk to me, say, you need to call this number. Tell them, okay, that's a $7.92. Transaction, okay, please remove. Okay, so for sure it is a $7.92. It's not put on my statement and the next statement or this statement, whatever. Okay, and also remove, okay, my car so I can reopen my car. Otherwise, my credit card is not working. I can do everything. That is the reason I call you.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize, ma'am, but we don't accept any orders here over the phone, ma'am. So you just have to go back to their website, ma'am. And if that card is declining, ma'am, you can use that one or you just have to use a different card, ma'am. So that's the only way.
Okay. If you use a different card, okay. You mean you cannot reopen my car? So I you so I have to use a different card. It's correct?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so wherever, because their guy, he told me, say, and I call you, and so remove that, and I say $7.92, it's a make sure it's not put on my statement, so you can reopen my account. So right now you tell me, say, you cannot remove the declare. Okay, you cannot open my account. I have to use the new account. That's fine. Okay. That's fine for me. So that means maybe I need to waiting for 3 or 5 business day. It's correct?
I mean, we didn't bill you for anything, ma'am, because the payment went, your bank didn't decline the charge. So what you'll have to do, ma'am, you'll have to call them to see why they declined it, or you just have to use a different card.
Okay. I use the different card. And who can give me the different card? It's you or
No, ma'am,
it's you?
you have to use a different bank card, ma'am, if that's keep declining. We don't offer any bank cards here, miss.
You mean you will send the new and the Capital One and the credit card to me? It's correct?
No, ma'am, we're not a bank, ma'am. We don't offer cards. You have
Oh,
to
you are not.
use a different card, use a different credit card, ma'am, to place the order.
Okay, you mean I have to use a different credit card? Of course, I can use a different credit card. The first, because and the Capital One, they told me and call this number. The purpose the call this number, first one and the last and the transaction and the now charge on my now it's now the charge on my statement. And also the guy he told me say you are it's the Capital One, it's a different department. It's correct? Right? Looks like you told me you are now credit you are now Capital One department.
No, ma'am, we're not Capital One Department. No, we're not.
You are now in the Capital One in the department.
We are
Okay.
not. We're not them.
Oh. So looks like you tell me say you can use the another credit card. Of course, I can use another credit card. But I need to fix this problem at the Capital One. Why and the stop under my credit card? He told me the system, they would automatically running, they would send the alert, okay, then they stop. But I check my transaction. I don't see that there's something wrong. It's all of them the normal. So that is the looks that system software, they have the bug. Okay, looks like I have the bug. Okay, they automated and stop my credit card. Even they don't send the alert to me. So right now, you say you cannot reopen my credit card. He told me that he cannot reopen because he told me I have to call this number. I let you remove that $7.92 their transaction. After that, you remove my card itself, reopen. Right now, you tell me that you cannot do that. Okay, you can do the nothing. I don't know why. Okay, he told me and call this number. That is making me very confused. That looks like at the Capital One, it's the your system software have the issue, make the customer it's very confused.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely apologize about that, ma'am. But due to saying that the bank declined the charge, ma'am. If they decline it, ma'am, I don't know why they declined because I'm not a part of a bank. You have to just go to the web. You have to replace another order, ma'am, using a different card. That's the only way.
You mean I have to go to the Chapter one, I tell you, I opened the chapter one online, okay, because I checked my Steam, okay. So you mean I need to ask help on the for the new replace the new car.
Yes, that is correct, ma'am.
The problem, because it is not the first time I used the Capital One, and more than the 15 years. More than the 15 years, I remember it's maybe 5 years ago. It's someone stealing my car and just and go to the shopping and the Capital One. Okay, they call me and also send the email, to me. They told me so. Okay, we will send you a new car. But right now you ask me, you go to the order the new car. That's something wrong.
No,
right?
I didn't say order a new car, ma'am. I say use a different card.
Use a different car.
To place
okay.
the order, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Of course I can use a different credit card. So you mean, of course I can use a different credit card. It's not a Capital One. So that means you stop my Capital One credit card. So I cannot use my Capital One credit card anymore.
I don't know about that. You had to contact your bank, miss. We didn't bill you for anything.
You don't bill anything. And the bank, and they told me and call you. Call this number.
Right, ma'am. Because the payment was declined by your bank, ma'am. We don't place orders here over the phone. You have to replace another order on the website using a different card. Okay. Hello?
Now you make me very confused.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You just have to call your bank, ma'am.
You told me to use a different car. You mean different car? It's not a Capital One, right? Use the another bank credit card. It's correct? That's what you say, right?
Correct.
Oh, correct. Okay. So now, okay, I have the question. Okay. First one, are you at the part of the Capital One?
No, we're not a bank, ma'am.
You are not bank, okay. You are not bank, so that means you cannot replace the new. Credit card.
No,
right?
You will have to contact Capital One about that, miss.
Okay, I got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.